Welcome to Business Talk. I'm Kudam. Our guest is Johann Orsinger, the CEO of Monestro. Today we'll talk about rebuilding a P2P platform using lessons learned from years of experience and inspiration from competitors. Johann, welcome to Business Talk. I'm Kudam. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you as well, Kudam.
We are talking today about Monestro, because this is a marketplace for investments in P2P loan portfolios. So can you explain us what exactly is your business idea and what kind of investments are you focusing on?
We are focusing on investment on consumer loans. So we allow private investors to invest in consumer loans that we've previously selected from various loan originators within European Economic Area. We focus on European Economic Area for obvious solidity and rigor of the business processes that we can find in our continent. And we allow people to invest in loans all the way down from 10 euros all the way up to 10,000 euros by fraction. So you can select based on your risk appetite which loans you want to invest in.
Okay. Monestro was already founded in 2016 and rebuilt in 2019. What were the lessons from the first years and what were the main changes you did afterwards?
To be fully accurate, Monestro was founded in 2014 and licensed by Financial Supervision Authority in 2016. So started operation after the license. So 2016, and we communicate on 2016 more than 2014. So it took 2 years for the two founders, Jak and Targo, to design a product that was issuing loans to the Estonian market under that license from Financial Supervision Authority, and finding private investors to finance those loans. In 2019, they wanted to do other, they're serial entrepreneur, very dynamic guys, and they were going for other endeavors, and they decided to sell their company to Plus Plus Capital Group. Plus Plus Capital Group is our shareholder, a pretty solid company doing portfolio restructuring in the Baltics and Finland. And the decision was made at that time to not focus on Estonian market. I love Estonia, not Estonian, but I love the country, but it's a rather small country. So the growth was limited by the 1.3 million inhabitants to whom you can issue loans. And it was decided not to issue loans anymore, but rather select loan originators from all over European Economic Area for private investors to invest in. This required a new submission to the Financial Supervision Authority. It took 1 year and a half, roughly. So we restarted operation in May 2021 after 1 year and a half of work on the process, the anti-money laundering, counter-financing, terrorism, all those issues that are key in our business, for which FSA is really being careful. And that's in terms of lessons learned, I guess what we learned is what was the appetite of the investors, what they were really looking for. Is it security? Is it profitability? Is it short-term, longer-term, mid-term? So we really designed our product and our selection of loan originators based on what we learned from the background of investors between 2016 and 2019.
Okay, and on top of that, investors usually, of course, are looking for a low-risk investment. So how do you guarantee the quality of the offering on your marketplace?
Nothing is guaranteed in this world, as you can imagine. We do work very, very much on identifying the best loan originators. We select them very carefully. Mm-hmm. We have a process where we probably discard two out of three loan originators that are coming to us to make sure they meet our requirements. And our requirements are based on what we believe the investors will like. So the process is rather simple. We do a due diligence, which is financial due diligence, where the metrics of the company, I mean, anything you would understand. And second, we look at their process. What's their, how do they work on their credit issuance? How do they select their borrowers? How do they follow up on unpaid loans? Because it happens, of course, in this business. And the third part, which is very important to me, we also have people that talk to people. Our risk team is talking to the loan originators and making sure that in the loan originator organization, you have people that understand what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because you can be the brightest youngsters out of university with an Excel sheet and fill the boxes. Doesn't make you understand what's really going on. And making sure that within the team of the loan originators, you have individuals that knows the business is really important to us. So that's one layer of security. Then, on top of this very strong selection, we have we ask our loan originators to keep skin in the game. So when they list the loan on our platform, they still own 20% of, which means that if they need to run after the borrowers, they run after the borrowers for their own money as well. And another layer, we ask them to commit to buyback. So if there's a default, which happens sometimes, after 60 days, the loan originator has to buy back from the investors with full principal and accrued interest for 60 days. That is in the contract that we have with the loan originators, because they're the one who are doing the job on the borrowers. So they should be the one being held responsible at some point.
Okay, Johan, I understand, but explain us or tell us, what are your plans for the next coming years?
For the coming year, we have various plans. First, keep on growing. We are growing quite rapidly, not fast enough if you ask my shareholders, but we're growing rapidly. We're really happy about it, but we're not rushing on growth. So we want to have a controlled growth so that we really know what's happening on the platform, where are our loan originators, how happy are our investors, to adjust the product to what they really need. So in terms of features that we see in the coming 6 to 12 months, we're thinking about the secondary market, which is very important for people to liquefy the investment, because if you invest 50,000 euros on Monestro today, and by the end of the year you need a new card, then you need your money back. It's difficult if the loan maturity is by the end of 2023. So being able to resell your loan is very important. Even though today we have offers with a 30-day maturity, so you can liquefy at the end of every month with the current product, but secondary market is in the making. And then we will expand to other loan originators with products that will allow people to invest, maybe with a little less profitability, but in green loans. So sustainable finance is something that we're really looking at, so that people can diversify their investment. And again, growing in terms of loan originators, we now have 5 in 4 different countries, and we want to make sure that people can invest in as much country as possible within European Economic Area to distribute the geographical risk. Imagine if we would only have Greek loan originators in 2008. So really going for a broader range of loan originators geographically is something we aim at as well.
Super interesting. So Johan, thank you so much for visiting us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was a good talk. See you next time.
See you next time.